Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you help us answering a few questions?
How long will it take?
It will take around 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
And may I know your home is a single family home, a town home, apartment, or a mobile home?
It's a single family home.
Thank you. And may I know if you own or rent?
I own.
Thank you. And do you know when your house has been built?
It was originally built in 94.
Okay. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, such as roofing upgrades?
Uh-huh. Yes, we had to completely rebuild after Hurricane Michael in 2018. I mean, not completely. We still had the studs and the foundation.
Okay. And it had been raised.
No, it wasn't completely raised.
Okay.
We just
and
had
how
to
many...
take everything off the outside and the inside.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Florida for 32 years.
32?
32. Yeah.
Okay.
32.
Okay. And may I know if have you or any adults in your household experienced one of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 5 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, 4, or 5?
Yeah, we had a Category 5 in 18.
Okay. And can you tell me once again the year or the name of the hurricane?
Hurricane Michael. 2018.
Thank you. And have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. I know you already told me, however, I need you to mention it once again.
And fine.
What was the estimated damage
Estimated damage of just the house? Of the house or the whole property?
Okay. But do you have an amount? An amount in dollars?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking though. Do you want just the house or the whole property?
Just the house.
Just the house was about almost $400,000 damage.
Okay.
$390,000.
$400,000.
Yes.
And can you tell me, what were the primary causes of the damage of your home? Was the debris, was the wind, the wind damage in your roof, the ocean surge, the flooding, or trees falling on your home?
No, it was just wind.
Okay.
We didn't have any flooding and no trees hit our house.
And now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, a related tornado, or flooding hazards?
I don't know what you want me to answer.
Extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Extremely.
And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? You put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative or family member in the area, or you wouldn't make any preparation to your home?
We would probably board up windows, but we would evacuate.
And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, this is 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, this is 36 hours. And your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
As soon as the hurricane warning is issued.
Okay. A warning is 36 hours.
Yes.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane? Are you very certain, somewhat,
yes,
or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Okay. And can you tell me which of these are your top three sources of information? Internet sources, but I'm talking about web pages, not social media. Radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, now social media, or WhatsApp?
The first one you said, however you said that, not necessarily TV, but the media.
Okay, so such as internet
first?
Web page. Internet search. Internet sources.
Yes.
Okay. And what about radio, TV, or newspaper?
We don't take the newspaper. We don't have local TV, so it's pretty much going to be the internet.
Okay. Like, and social media and WhatsApp as well?
Yeah, social media as well.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
It'll be 5.
Okay. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of housing, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, or something else that have been impacted?
Are you asking what the most is?
Actually, which of these have been impacted? You can say as many as you wish.
Okay, everything but childcare.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not in a flood zone, but we were in a mandatory evacuation zone.
Okay. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? A, B, C, D, or E?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, this is the possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane watch warning is issued, this is 36 hours. If a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management official order you to evacuate, or probably never?
We would leave as soon as we had our house secured. Probably the 36 hours.
Okay. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family member? To another location within the state? As far as possible, like to another state? Or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
Oh, we will go to another state.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
A lot, but we would take our motorhome and our car.
Okay, but if you have to name a number about available vehicles that you can actually use.
How many available vehicles? How many will we take, or how many will we do we have?
How many work?
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's 1,000.
Okay.
Of course, that's not wind, but.
Okay.
I think
and
wind
how?
50%.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for unexpected hurricane damage?
Oh, that's not an issue. We can come up with it.
So you're certain?
Yes.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? It has increased or decreased?
In the last year?
Yeah.
It's increased a little.
And below the 10% margin? Or over?
Below.
Okay. What about in the last 1 to 3 years?
Well, let me think. Probably 18, 19, 20. So in 3 years, probably hasn't gone up probably 10%. But
okay.
Is there another category?
If it has decreased or remained the same.
No, I meant is there more than 3 years?
Yes, 3 to 5 and 5 to 10.
Okay, so it's probably 10% in that up to 3, but okay. The more up to 5 was it's doubled since mm-hmm. then.
And what about up to 10?
Up to 10 is just it was nothing, and it didn't increase at all until
okay.
8 until 19. 19, it went crazy.
Okay. And as a result of this increase, what action did you take? You changed the insurance provider, you increased the amount of the deductible, decreased the coverage, or you did nothing and remained paying the same rate, the high rate?
At the same insured level.
Okay. You continued paying the high rate?
Yes.
Okay. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, that you want to be insured for the full replacement value?
Yeah.
80%?
100%.
But if you have to insure it for less, will you be comfortable with 80, 60, or less than 60%?
If I can't insure it for a complete replacement?
if you could insure it.
I don't think I understand.
Okay, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range in which you are comfortable insuring?
Well,
80 to 100.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It would be 80. It would be the highest because I want it insured.
Okay. And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? You will move to another home within the same county, move to another county within Florida, move into another state, or you wouldn't move from your home?
I won't move.
Okay. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
It's a trick question. You can pick
as many as you wish.
Yeah, they should all be involved in some degree.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
That's a really good question. I don't have much confidence that the builders are doing it. Probably a 2.
Okay. And what about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane costs? Hurricane risk, I'm sorry.
So, say again, you want to know what, 1 to 5?
Yes, 1 to 5, and how much confidence do you have that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
2.
And that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
2.
And that the new developments take into account flood risks?
Flood risk?
Yeah.
That they actually do, so probably a 4.
And what about that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. And do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Do I believe what?
The sea level rise is happening in Florida.
No.
And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, around 33 feet above the sea level, and are essentially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not concerned at all?
For my property?
Yeah. In your area, actually. Not
in
your
my
property
area?
Itself.
Slightly.
Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, the schools, the crime rate, the price, the walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to your job?
No. When we bought our house, it was because it was in the country.
But other than that, you weren't looking for any specific characteristics?
No.
Such as that you like the neighborhood or the schools or the price of it?
I guess you could call it neighborhood because it's spread out, maybe.
And the price or the taxes and fees didn't make an impact on your decision?
No.
What about the proximity to other families, so to other family members?
I guess that was some, but not much.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, 1 to 3, 3 to 5? 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or over 20 years?
Over 20.
Okay. And finally, we're about to finish. I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
64.
Okay. And may I know your gender? You only need to mention it, male or female.
Female.
Okay, thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And are there any 12 years old or lower?
No.
What about 65 or older?
No.
And may I know your marital status? Are you single, married?
Married.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by any adult member in your household? Less than high
school?
Okay. Graduate.
I'm sorry?
Graduate or some college?
Graduate.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American?
Just Caucasian.
Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home? English or Spanish? Or something
English.
Else? And can you tell me which is the income range of your household? Under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
Over.
Okay. And this is all the questions that I have today. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good day.